Welcome to the Federal Remote Worker Podcast Series, Part 2 on Mobility, hosted on Government Technology Insider. I'm your host, Matt Langan. Mobile connection has become a necessity for federal agencies during the pandemic. In the past year, many workers in the federal government were thrust into remote work overnight. Looking back on this a year later, there are an array of changes with respect to mobility that have taken place to make this possible. From agency-provided devices to bring your own device, there's much more to the mobility story. And today we're joined by Brian Tromsky, who's the managing partner for 5G public sector at Verizon, who will discuss this topic further. And Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Matt. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's just jump right in. And how have you seen mobility use change in the past year for federal agencies and employees?
Great question, Matt. And I would say, you know, I've been doing this a long time, over 2 decades working here at Verizon. Every year we think we hit a plateau when it comes to mobile traffic or mobile usage. And when you look at the pandemic, and sure enough, we were wrong. We saw tremendous growth in usage in terms of mobility use among federal, state, and local agencies. A little bit different where we saw less traffic, I would say literally being mobile, so a user driving in a car or driving down 95 or the 495 Beltway. We saw that traffic die out, but as people worked out of their homes, you know, weren't going into the office buildings in D.C. and Northern Virginia and other federal locations throughout the country, we saw greater mobile traffic because their main mode of communication was through the smartphone or a connected laptop or connected tablet. So tremendous growth, just a little bit different than we were accustomed to in terms of mobility, people moving about. They're more stationary, but they're actually using mobile devices as their primary means of communication.
That's great. You know, in many ways, you answer my next question, but I'm sure there's much more to this, and I'll ask it anyway. So, you know, today, here we are a year later, how are agencies embracing mobility in new ways?
I think that, you know, it depends on the agency. We see some agencies where they may have not issued a government device or furnished a device for that employee. Now they actually had to do so. So we see probably greater adoption among the masses, among government employees that say, hey, you know, I can't come into the office anymore. Obviously for COVID and the pandemic reasons, but I still have a mission to support. I need to be connected. And, you know, when they're working from home and they have children or other family members in the home, you know, the dedicated connections they may have used in the past are shared among the users at home, right? So they need a primary connection, either voice or data. In a lot of cases, what we see is they're actually being issued mobile devices furnished by the government for the first time.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. And how do you see these use cases continuing as we move into the next year?
Well, I think once they get a taste of having that connectivity and having the flexibility, I think you're going to see that as, you know, Verizon's going down this path and how do we return to air quotes normal? What's the new work experience going to be like? I think a lot of federal agencies are living that same scenario. And I think you're going to see a combination of hybrid. I think you're going to see things like flex work schedules where some people come to the office 2-3 days a week, but now when they actually are not in the office, now they have a mobile device furnished by the government and they can stay always connected, right? So I don't think you're going to go back. You know, I don't think you're going to take away, hey, the pandemic's over, get back the device. I think that device is now the new benchmark and it's going to be a formal tool that is part of their job function and description as they go forward.
Yeah. And also too, you know, with the respect to increased citizen use of mobile devices, from your perspective, how are federal agencies using mobile connections to spread the word about, you know, critical citizen information like vaccine distribution, stimulus payments, and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think in a lot of cases, you know, we're seeing a lot of different applications of mobility, right? Obviously, as I just had my second shot last week, very excited for that. You know, I was given a pamphlet where I could scan and actually get a QR code that would go into my phone. And if I had any side effects from the vaccine, right? Very helpful information. And you know, my phone's usually within arm's length. So compared to, you know, getting up and going to a PC or a laptop or a Mac, I actually had the phone on me. So if I'm feeling down, I'm away from my home office, you know, traveling, you know, within a vicinity, a local vicinity, now I can actually interact. And I think the same goes for federal agency employees where, you know, they're going to use and interact, right? In some cases, unfortunately, we saw this with the Veterans Administration where they're using, you know, tablets to connect to loved ones. And unfortunately, we lost a lot of brave souls out there fighting the pandemic fight. And the only ways they were able to communicate with a nurse, he or she is actually using an iPad and they're connecting, you know, via FaceTime or Zoom or, you know, another communications client. And actually through that iPad, you know, powered by us, they're actually talking to their loved ones, unfortunately, for the last time. That's just heartbreaking, but they wouldn't be able to do that had the technology. And then also connecting somebody that physically couldn't travel to that location. So having that communication for that loved one, and unfortunately in those trying times, is it's nice to see that the technology is working. It just, your heart goes out to them that this is the only way they're able to communicate with their loved one, because they can't go into that facility, obviously, for COVID restrictions.
Yeah, great. Well, this concludes this episode of the Federal Remote Worker Podcast Series, Part 2 on Mobility, hosted on Government Technology Insider, where Brian Shromsky, Managing Partner of 5G for Public Sector at Verizon, provided insights into the current and future value of mobile technologies for government and more. And Brian, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks again, Matt. Always a pleasure.